Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It's 1:35 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Cody Jansen with you on today's edition of Oilers Now. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 13 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation, the Mediterranean chicken. Just put a tweet out on Ryan Getzlaff, on pending UFA Ryan Getzlaff, legacy player for the Anaheim Ducks, there in the driver's seat to sign him. That said, if he goes to the UFA, could see several teams in on him with a base plus bonus type of deal. And we're going to get the thoughts of our next guest, NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Pay no overtime rates on their 24/7 service repairs. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. John, do you see Ryan Getzlaff leaving the Anaheim Ducks?
It wouldn't surprise me now, Bob. And here's one of the reasons I think it's possible. And that is the success that Corey Perry's had the last 2 years. When you think that Corey left and didn't get renewed by the... In fact, got bought out by the Ducks and has gone on to two consecutive Stanley Cup finals, albeit for, you know, minimal salaries. I think that that's an impetus for a guy like Getzlaff to say, hey, I want one last kick at the can. And I think it's an impetus for teams to say, you know what, guys like Perry and Getzlaff, who have been, you know, valuable members of championship teams before and quality players, still have a little in the tank left. And so it wouldn't surprise me. So this to me is just there, you know, we've seen other players try it. We saw Patrick Marleau try it. We've seen Joe Thornton try it. But to me, the most successful guy that, at a later stage in his career to have success is Corey Perry. And I can see Ryan Getzlaff saying, I want a bit of that too.
Some would say it's a pipe dream to get him here to Edmonton as a potential third line center. I would believe, and my knowledge on this might be okay, I would believe that his camp would probably contemplate a base plus bonus deal. Do you think he makes sense to the Oilers if he ends up becoming a UFA?
Well, you know, it is such a difficult topic because how much is left in the tank? You know, there are certain aspects. I mean, he's still one of the great passers in the game, Bob. I mean, imagine what he could do on an Oiler power play, you know, at some point. Could that be a factor? He still has his size. Is he fast enough anymore? There's no question that he could be more physical. But this goes back to how much he views and how much a team views that is in the tank. And that's the part that you have to, that's really the part you have to measure.
Again, I think Anaheim, look, they're clearly in the driver's seat here. Bob Murray's got a couple days left to get him signed. Ryan's whole family has grown up in Southern California. If he does to go to free agency, I'm going to tell you right now, the L.A. Kings will be in on Ryan Getzlaf as well. Make no mistake. And that might be an easier sell, John, on the home front.
Perhaps. Yeah, no, you're not wrong. But, again, I'm not sure that that's the way L.A. is going. You know, L.A.'s, you can see with what Rob Blake's trying to do is he's convinced that he has to make the playoffs, and he's in arguably, I think, the weakest division in the National Hockey League is going to be the Pacific. So you better be one of those top three teams. And from that perspective, that's why I think Rob made the Victor Arvidsson trade. I think that every one of these managers in the Pacific is under a little bit of pressure to get to the postseason.
What did you think of what Vancouver did, acquiring Connor Garland and Oliver Ekman-Larsson?
Well, it's, that Jim Benning finally got his guy 14 months later, or 8 months later, whatever it is, because he was so focused last summer on trying to get Ekman-Larsson to Vancouver that he lost focus on losing a couple of other free agents like Tyler Toffoli. I think that there's a little bit of Sedin influence in getting Ekman-Larsson there and hopefully changing his attitude and his work ethic. And he seems to be saying the right things in the last couple of days, and he understands he hasn't played well. If he can play anywhere near his potential, then heck, it is a on ice. It's a great deal for Vancouver. They didn't give up anything. They got rid of some ugly contracts that that Jim did a few years back. But remember, they owe Oliver Ekman-Larsson $50 million now, Bob.
Yeah,
and he's basically. He's contracted to the Vancouver Canucks for the rest of the decade. That's something to be said.
John, what did you think of the work by Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabres?
Well, I mean, in the circumstances, in many ways, what Adams did was set the mark. He set the tone with the Ristolainen deal to Philadelphia. That allowed Columbus to say, okay, we think Seth Jones is better than Ristolainen, but I think that to get a first-round pick and a goaltending prospect, and then gosh knows Buffalo needs goaltending, and if Levi can be as good as some people say he can, and that's not a bad deal. And then to get another future first-round pick in either 22 or 23 for Sam Reinhart, then that's not a bad deal either. Although I'm one of those guys. I'm a Sam Reinhart fan. I would have kept Sam Reinhart. You have to keep somebody. But as Reinhart said himself, we had a difficult time getting long-term deals done in Buffalo, and so it was time to move on.
What's going
to
happen with Jack Eichel?
Wow, that's, it's funny. We, on the McCallum podcast today, we talked about it for 25 minutes because there are so many unknowns. I mean, what is his health? Can you outprice yourself, Kevin Adams, to getting the right commodities for Eichel? Or is it just as important getting fewer players or prospects just to get rid of the $10 million? If you're, in fact, rebuilding, as it appears that they are rebuilding. To get from out from under that contract, is that the most valuable thing? But right now, Kevin wants to do both. He wants to get out from under the contract and wants at least four different prospects and picks and players to help the team get through the next couple of years as well. But that's difficult. And you know, whether it's Boston or the Rangers or Minnesota that keep being rumored for Eichel, if I'm Billy Guerin or Chris Drury or Don Sweeney, I'm saying I want to see the medical records. I want to have a discussion with Jack and with Peter Fish about, are we going the surgical route? Are we going to go the rehab route? What are we doing with that disc issue in the neck? Boy, oh boy! In my opinion, if you were a manager of a team, Bob, and you came to me for advice, I'd say I'd stay away from Jack Eichel every day of the week.
Yeah,
but that's not the case. There's lots of teams going to be knocking at the door, and whether he wants to pay the price or not is really the key.
All right, let's go through potential options for Edmonton. Adam Larson making the decision that he did. Understandable. It's his prerogative. Went through a personal tragedy here in Edmonton. Maybe Seattle reminds him of home. Situation is what it is. So, how do you rebuild the Oilers' defense, John, without having Adam Larson there? Do you just sign a replacement for Larson, or do you do a double switch? What do you do?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I think that what Kenny's options are is, you could go out and try to find a body, but if you're going to go to market on Wednesday at noon Eastern time, the last thing you need to do and want to do is get into a bidding war. With what has gone on and what's going on out there, is you have to wonder if there's a way to try to find something via trade, as opposed to getting in a bidding war for David Savard. And how much do we know? How much left is on David Savard? Can he fill that void? And this is where the Tyson Barrie thing comes in. Is it just as simple as saying, okay, well now Noah Larson, we signed Barrie? I don't think it is. I mean, they're such different players, and they provide such different qualities to the blue line that I'm not sure that Tyson Barrie is the answer for replacing Adam Larson. We do know that Tyson wants to play in Edmonton, which is a nice thing to have, and perhaps that will be something that can get worked out. But to me, I almost think that without trying to avoid a bidding war on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, is Kenny better to take his time and try to manufacture a trade of some sort in order to help the back end?
All right. I'm going to give you some names. So can you go with Barrie, Bouchard, and Bear on the right side, or do you need a different dimension?
I want somebody bigger, and I want somebody more physical, in my personal opinion. At least one person over there.
You mentioned David Savard. Elliot thinks he's going to Montreal.
Everybody thinks he's going to Montreal, but we all thought that Pierre-Luc Dubois was going to Montreal at 1.2.
Eric Gabranson, any time for him?
Not now.
Okay.
I actually liked him in Vancouver quite a bit, but I think that was 2 years ago. If he can't stick in Ottawa and then in Nashville, I don't think he can stick in Edmonton.
Travis Hamonic.
That's an interesting one. Again, it goes back to me. I mean, if Travis Hamonic is healthy, and Travis Hamonic is not distracted somehow, some way, then Travis Hamonic can be a pretty good hockey player. But I just you just have to wonder. He's had a horrendous injury season. He's the opt out for COVID, and he had every right to do that. I respect that 100%. And then Vancouver was in many ways a disaster for him. But he's a good team player. and you have to think that there's something left if he doesn't have chronic injuries. And I don't have medical records to tell you whether he has chronic injuries or not.
Jason Demers or Yanni Hockenpah?
Neither does anything for me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's switch to left wing. Zach Hyman. Is it fait accompli he's going to end up in Edmonton? What do you think?
I think it's pointing in that direction, Bob. I mean, I think we all thought that the price of getting lifts was low. The Maple Leafs would be rather malleable of what they were prepared to allow Edmonton to do and give them. But obviously, Kyle doesn't want to do anybody a favor. And that's the business he's in, and I can understand that. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Hyman sign in the afternoon on Wednesday. Yeah.
Mike Smith signed a two-year extension here. Do the Oilers come back with Smith and Koskinen?
I have my doubts. I think this is another place on the shopping list for Holland, that he goes and finds a way to and I mean this with a tremendous amount of respect, to put Mike in the right spot. Because as a 40-year-old, I wonder if Mike still can be that starting goaltender in an 82-game schedule. And 82 games is a lot different than 56. And the way the schedule worked without Mike, what did he miss? The first 9 or 10 games?
13.
Okay. So he worked on a 40 game schedule. So you can't expect Mike to do double that schedule, and I don't think in play. So you need to find somebody that's a 1A or a 1B, and I would make Mike the 1B, and I'd be out there hunting for a 1A.
Final one for you. The Calgary Flames, are they the team to watch over the next 3 or 4 days?
I don't. You know, it's funny because I think the changes that they need to make, I don't think there's a deadline of Wednesday or Friday. I think that what Brad and Daryl need to do over the off season period is something that is attainable. But I would not put a deadline in it, a deadline of saying the next 2 or 3 days. They have to do something. I think that there's I think they've already admitted that there needs to be a change in the culture. I think you saw that when they gambled and wouldn't pay for Giordano to stay for the year. So from that perspective, I think that, yes, they are somebody to watch, but I wouldn't put a deadline of it of 2 or 3 days.
John, much appreciated. Thanks for your time.
Okay, Bob.
For Legacy Heating and Cooling, that is John Shannon. It's 1:50 at Edmonton. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and wrap up Oilers Now. It is 1:52 at Edmonton. There's an old saying in the car business, cars cost less than Wetaskiwin. Brent Rich Ford and Wetaskiwin is committed to providing unequaled automotive excellence, resulting in completely satisfied lifetime customers. If you currently have a vehicle that you're not using enough, payments or interest rates that are too high, or that you may want to sell, refinance, or trade in for something different, go visit Uncle Milt Rich, Johnny in the Game, at Brent Rich Ford. Give him a call, 1-877-477-3673, or visit brentridge.com. All right, quick text on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, where is the James Neal buyout? One comes to us from Jensen. In theory, the Oilers can place Neal on waivers tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock and still buy him out between now and when free agency opens. So that's how it works. We go to Let's Stay in Oilers history for New West Travel. This September, travel to a private WestJet charter flight to Whistler, BC. Play 4 spectacular mountain courses. Details at newwesttravel.com. Here's Cody Jansen.
Well, let's go back to 2007 here. Dustin Penner, massive pay raise, signing an offer sheet from the Oilers as a restricted free agent. Kevin Lowe signed Penner 5 years, $21 million deal.
93 goals in 3-plus seasons. And then the Oilers flipped him and got a first-round draft pick from L.A. that turned out to be Oscar Klefbom. This day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Experience a great golf holiday to Whistler, B.C. in a private WestJet charter. Play 4 spectacular mountain courses. Details at newwesttravel.com. Tomorrow, Two guests, Mark Spector for the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta, the 7,000 men and women employed in the horse racing industry. We'll tell you that they're racing 6:15s Friday and Sunday out at Century Mile. You can watch and wager online at hbibet.com or go down to Century Mile as well. Tonight, Inside Sports, Reed Wilkins. Reed will have a recap of the Oilers' weekend with the NHL draft, the Mike Smith signing, and more. Hear the unveiling of the Edmonton Elks All-Stars in categories of special team and defensive line. And Elks play-by-play voice Morley Scott will be on the show. Up next, the global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3. And then a 6:30 Chet Afternoons with Jay Lynn Nye. So long, everybody.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 Chad.